stop being a meathead. It's time to go back to the 70s. I am your kung fu fighting host, Derry. And together, let's go on back to Saturday, June 1st, 1974.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
It was Saturday, June 1st, 1974. And on this date, Bundy victim Brenda Ball disappeared from Buren, Washington. Let's face it, we were all too young to even know what a serial killer was. We barely understood what My Girl Bill meant. And while Jim Stafford's hit was quickly shooting up the charts, Ray Stevens had that position covered quite nicely with his three-week number one hit, The Streak. Meanwhile, in country music, Ronnie Millsap was still kicking butt and taking names. And he had his number one country hit to prove it, Pure Love. In theaters, Thunderbolt and Lightning had a measly $4 million opening weekend, but it was still enough to make it the number one movie in the country. And that Saturday night, CBS gave you a night full of comedy, featuring All in the Family, MASH, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and The Bob Newhart Show. And I'm so glad we had this time together, 70s friends, and we'll meet again next time on another 70s Flashback.